We learnt the books of the Bible in Sunday school, didn't we? Those of us who went to Sunday school sung a little song, you know, remember that? Yeah, and so on. And then as the years went by, an awkward book was mentioned and then we had to sing through the song to get the book. Remember that? Yeah. Well, I had the privilege for 30 years in Bible college in teaching the Old Testament prophets. And I said, well, I'm going to be smart. I'm going to learn the prophets in chronological order. A little bit different than the first one would be Joel, okay, and so on. And now I'm hopelessly confused. Amos 3:1. I don't know which one to take. Amos 3:1. Hear this word from the Lord. The Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. It's not you only have I known about. Of course, that's, the Lord knows about it, all the families. So the families are mentioned here, aren't they? But you only have I known. You are the only one that I have had intimate connection with. Remember it says, Adam knew his wife Eve. That's the sense. The only nation. So that's favoritism. No, it's a plan. A plan that they would be a channel to the other nations of the world. God said that to Abraham, to you and your seed, all the families and the nations of the earth will be blessed. That's his design. And he hasn't changed it. He hasn't changed it. There's just been an interruption that will be fulfilled. Notice that privilege of the great nation. Turn the page, please. Now we get into some of the deep part, some of the difficult part. Point 3, God's sovereign election of Israel. And I love this short Bible study note by Dr. Norman Deck, and I think it is very helpful here. Incidentally, those of you who are old like me and have got a pension number, you might know Dr. Norman Deck. Anyone knew of Dr. Norman Deck here? Oh, here we are, yes. He was a great Bible scholar, Bible teacher, spent most of his life in the Solomon Islands, and he was a wonderful man of God. And here is something out of his Bible study notes. I think it is helpful. Let me read it, please. In these three chapters will be found some of the deepest and most difficult statements ever penned by the Apostle Paul. We shall therefore have need of patience in our study of what follows. The chief obscurities are doubtless concerning Paul's teachings about divine sovereignty and election. But it should be noticed that in the Apostle's statements, which are so difficult to grasp in their fullness, he is discussing national privilege rather than individual salvation, though he does speak of individuals as vessels of mercy. Many have got into great bondage of heart through not recognizing this. We must take Paul's statements in their setting and not detach or be isolated from this setting, else we may read into them utterly wrong ideas about God. Incidentally, Norman Deck was one of the founding fathers of the Herald of Hope magazine. Notice what I've underlined. He is discussing here national privilege rather than individual salvation. So I have come down on the side of Paul is discussing corporate election here, corporate election to service, Israel amongst the nations, and not individual election to salvation or reprobation. That's the position that I'm taking here. Now let's have a look at these two genealogies. We've got two genealogies and we have two nations. God's sovereign election is what we're looking at. We're going to have a look at two genealogies and two nations now in our notes. Have Romans 9 open in front of you, please, and we'll just extract these relevant points. We have in this chapter two genealogies presented to us in the patriarchal family. We're going to meet names here, Abraham, Isaac, Rebekah, Esau, and so on. This is the patriarchal family. And what the Apostle Paul is teaching here is Number one, that there is an election within the patriarchal family itself. The patriarchal family, the nation of Israel, is chosen by God. Not all of them are believers. We'll find only a remnant are true believers that God speaks to and works through as time moves on. But he elects the nation. And within that nation, and Paul now endeavors to solve some of this problem, he says in verse 6, "But it is not as though the word of God has taken no effect, for they are not all Israel who are of Israel, nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham, but in Isaac your seed shall be called." So here we have an election within that elect nation. The promises of God were intended for those in the nation who were children of God by faith, the remnant, not mere physical descent. So we find that God continues the great promise from the Garden of Eden, the promise of the Redeemer and the promised seed, and down through the nation. Of course, Moses said at Mount Sinai, "Oh, if only all of you were prophets." But he outlined in Deuteronomy 32 that they were going to apostasy after apostasy and judgment after judgment. But God still chose them. But his purposes are fulfilled in that remnant. And not just mere physical descent. Remember the Pharisees came along and said to the Lord Jesus, "Abraham's our father." Remember that? "We have Abraham as our father." What was the response from Jesus? "Your father is the devil." Your father is the devil. So there is a remnant that is true within Israel that God will fulfill his purposes. And we have indication of this in John 1:47. We haven't time to turn to it. John 1:47, we find those wonderful words regarding Nathanael. And Jesus said to him, he said, did you know me when I was sitting under that tree? How did you know all about me when I was sitting under that tree? He realized that the Lord Jesus Christ was the Messiah. And he believed. And what did the Lord say to him? "An Israelite indeed." A true Israelite. One who is of physical descent and one who had a circumcision of the heart. He turned to the Lord. Now that's what Moses pleaded with the people. "You've been circumcised in the flesh," in Deuteronomy 28 through 32. "Now get circumcised in the heart to be a true saved nation." They're into apostasy so much. So this is the remnant that he's saying. The word of God will not fail. There is this remnant. Oh, incidentally, in the Hebrew, the word remnant actually means 10%. We can't be mathematically astute, but that's the idea. About a tenth. Okay. So in other words, there's the portion thereof. So we have a distinction, point C, the distinction between the children of the flesh, the natural descent, and the children of the promise, the promise line, which originally began with Abel. And here are some of the names mentioned: Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. We have the remnant that is there. And then eventually at the end time, we will have all Israel. Now, if you turn the page, you'll see that genealogy illustrated. So we have from Abraham, Isaac and Ishmael. Which way is the choice, the election going to go? Isaac, chosen by God. "In Isaac shall your seed be called." Abraham pleaded with God and said, "Please let it be Ishmael." And God said, "This is my choice. This is where the remnant is going down. This is where the promise line and the covenants are going." Chosen by God, Isaac. Isaac had two children, Esau and Jacob. And it was Jacob who, the second eldest, that received the privilege in the covenant relationship by God. Chosen by God, Jacob have I loved. We'll have a look at that in just a moment in Romans 9:13.